Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Never Relevant Podcasts Podcast. I am John, and I am the main host today. I won the honorable combat, and so I get to be the main host. And with me is Patrick.
Hey, I'm Patrick. I have here from another Spooktober.
And Hugh.
And I'm your littlest brother, Hugh, here to watch.
You can't do that. We're going to get
Texas
sued.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation.
Oh, we're going to get so sued. Wow, this one's starting off with a lot of text.
So, if you actually stop and read this, what's it saying is like, look, there was this movie that came out about a
Once
chainsaw
there was
family,
a Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
it.
This is not that.
Unrelated to this movie.
I thought this was the new generation of Texas massacres. Oh, right. We're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre TNG, which I much prefer to Texas Chainsaw Massacre Voyager and Texas Chainsaw Massacre Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine all the way, baby.
Deep Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, it's so weird that this has got Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, Leatherface is in this. This is absolutely about the Chainsaw Massacre.
No, don't worry. Those movies are frauds.
Wait, is that what it's saying?
Yes. So, for some backstory on this movie came out in 1994. The first Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out, like, what,
yes.
In the 70s? And so this movie was written by the guy who wrote the first one, getting to come back and be like, man, horror movies fucking suck.
Okay. What was his argument? And is his argument effective?
This movie is basically his argument. From
all right, then I guess we'll see. This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I see he's going for kind of a contemplative, sort of almost ambient film aesthetic.
This movie...
Wait.
Oh.
You just used a lot of lipstick and then you wasted it.
She's gotta be innocent for her pa.
Is she putting on a wedding dress?
It's prom night, baby.
Prom night, when everyone wears wedding dresses.
I feel like she would not wear those glasses with that dress. Or is that just
her character? I think she wears those glasses to see.
Spooky prom.
Yes, the jump.
I saw your penis.
I also love these like Buffy the Vampire Slayer credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say this has got a 90s vibe for sure. Teacher drinking at prom.
Booked in a skeleton in a bridal gown.
Is this just Scream, so Pat? Good. Are we just watching Scream?
This is actually kind of like the proto-Scream.
Characters are just being hurled at us as fast as possible.
What is going on?
Is this lady schizophrenic? I'm not trying to be rude.
What? These characters have so much depth immediately.
I'm not trying to be mean, but does she have multiple sclerosis?
I think she's very upset about someone.
Because it feels like she's just acting her ass off trying to play someone with, like, OCD tics or somewhere on the autism spectrum. But nope, she's just acting upset. Okay, I can accept this.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's a very complicated high school. Lots of lives going
dress?
On.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who made a murder film in 1976, trying to imagine what a high school is like. So,
no joke. Damn it, Barry!
Also, I want to pay. I want us to all like know what had happened previously, which was a teacher telling these kids about this time he railed a lady on his car.
Man, what a great thing to hear from a teacher.
Is she She's just doing burnouts all over the parking lot.
I mean, that's what a school parking lot's for. That's why they're circular.
This guy's got a mouth on him. Wait, how did she get the keys?
I don't know.
What?
What?
Is this... Pat, did you put on the opening to a porno?
That's a really good... Hey, listen, that was a really good joke. So what if I kiss someone?
What?
Is this what? A fucking intro to a porno?
What is this crazy nonsense world everyone is in, and what is happening there?
I flunked the senior year 4 times, and I'm 22.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Are they the next generation? Because currently they are yeah, Texas no. Chainsaw Massacring any notion of plot continuity or rational development.
So this film was actually all shot in Austin. So it is indeed they are indeed technically Texans.
You know what? I guess we got to take back every criticism we've done so far, Pat. It is in Texas,
and our we have zero local film industry. So like, gotta take what we can get. We'll take RoboCop, even though they claimed Houston was Chicago. Which was just a brutal move. Oh, no. Detroit. They claimed Houston was Detroit. Because Detroit wasn't depressing enough.
That was pretty mean.
Yeah, and they have a statue in Detroit of him now.
I'm glad that we don't.
So were those two having sex in the back seat?
I hope so.
How did they make this man's hair grow in two distinct layers?
Did you hear this guy's weird logic?
Did you hear what he said?
Who cares if I lied? You're dumb enough to believe it.
So he's an extreme social Darwinist. That,
what the feathered haired boy in the back said was like he used to talk to girl. He used to tell girls that he was the son of a gynecologist, and so they should let him feel up their breasts, or they'll get breast cancer.
While you were explaining that previous scene, these guys were talking about getting high.
Wait, the feather hair boy said that? So both of these boys are trash.
No, the boy said that the guy in the front did that.
Yeah, the feather hair boy, he just wanted to get high while ducking behind some seats in someone else's car for some reason.
He
roasts the douchebag in front, and then he roasts the rock in his crack pipe.
That's right.
Why?
Hell yeah.
Why this?
Oh, yeah.
Did they? I know. We talk a lot, so we miss a lot of plot. But did they say we're gonna go down the death road? It's a shortcut.
Hey, there was construction.
Oh my god!
Trying like fucking feel her up.
Oh my god! I think that's exactly what he tried to do.
Is this movie about? Oh, is this movie about like young Bill Clinton?
I was going to say, is this a young Ben Affleck? But you know what? Fine, I'll go with Bill Clinton.
I mean, both of them are incorrigible grabbers.
Also,
exactly.
Also, did they ever say where they were going?
I guess to hell.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I love a multi-lane.
Yeah, you know what happens when two people get on the death road? Oh, boy. That dude got it bad. I do like his car, though.
Man, she really has her priorities straight.
I feel like they ran into an episode of Initial D.
She sounds really concerned.
I am a doctor. Let me touch your butt.
He's just going to drive away.
Something's bad's gonna happen. I found this script under the seat.
Look at me. Look at me doing doctor stuff, and he just jiggles the passed out guy's nuts.
This is literally the easiest problem to solve. God damn it.
No, I just gotta. He just gotta keep trying to reverse up this dirt road.
Oh,
These lines that she's reading, she is hitting every single note exactly right.
It's my fault.
Did his shirt change? Oh, they covered him with a jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do with someone who's gone into shock. You keep him warm and you leave him alone and you stop thinking about them.
Yeah, you just leave him on the dirt.
This boy's 90s toupee is still not jiving with me.
Hey, do you have a flashlight in your prom tux?
No. No one's gonna go with you.
Where are they going? What was the game plan here?
Oh, good. Take your shoes off in the Texas wilderness. Anybody that's listening to this, do not ever walk outside in the forest with no shoes on in Texas.
Well, how?
We have many vicious snakes.
Even if you don't get bit by a snake, you're going to get tons of, I don't know what they're actually called, but my dad calls them chiggers. The little bugs that get in your shit. Do not.
Or you'll get ringworm. All of these.
Oh, wow. So Texas really is a hellscape as this movie,
I mean, on the it's not as bad as Australia, but it can get pretty bad. Also,
yeah,
I don't know. There's no Australia.
Also, most of the woods in Texas are what we would refer to as thicket, which means they're 100% impassable. You cannot get in there.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have like nice open, like you get to walk under trees and shit. Wait, where the fuck is the fourth guy?
He's with the body.
I like this. I can't see anything with these spotlights overhead shining.
He's draped his cool guy toupee over the passed out dude to keep him even warmer. What is?
They find a chupacabra?
What is this?
I'm so glad
worm pile?
I'm barefoot.
What? Wait, what indication did we get that they're saved? Is it just this house? Okay.
It's just this
house.
They
found a lean-to.
Yeah, just charge right in.
It's like...
Oh, it's an office?
They just immediately lounge.
She just goes, prom night, big smile. I can't wait
prom
to eat you.
Prom night?
Is her hair supposed to be that way, or did she just stop having sex with someone?
No, her hair was like that in the first scene.
I'm just saying, like, was she...
She's also acting her ass off.
I'm excited for us to see Matthew McConaughey, who treats every performance like it was his last.
What is...
So she's a realtor.
Uh-huh.
Who's talking about sleeping with a bunch of people?
No, she's saying that her boobs are financial power. I don't know, dude. I feel like
she's already taken some lewds and she's like fighting it now.
Yeah, she has definitely got a really slack affect going on.
This could easily still be a porn.
So if she gave the high school girl in the suede dress like a transfusion of facial expression juice, they would be like good actresses, both of them. Oh my god.
That's the response to you getting your window
broken. Yeah. I mean, this movie is filled with people making good decisions.
Is this just a ritual for you?
I feel like
someone breaks
porn,
your
guys.
Window and that's an invitation to show them your titties.
And they were still there to see the titties?
I don't know, dude. Well, yeah, they knew it was coming.
Up,
this is how it works.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Was this our friend? It's our friend!
It's Matthew!
All right.
Wow, you could not have butchered that line anymore. Wait, am I hearing a robot leg?
You're hearing a robot leg.
For those of you who just listened to this podcast, Matthew McConaughey just walked out of a tow truck with a robot leg.
Let's be really clear, though. It's not like a cool, like, steely metal one. It's like a leg brace with some wires in it. And it just makes a noise while he walks. Now Matthew
it
McConaughey,
is what we would...
who looks beautifully young.
Oh, he just snapped
oh my God.
Snapped this fucker's neck.
He's dead. He's dead now.
The robo leg is what we would refer to as a dollar store prop.
Yeah.
I mean, as you'll see, he actually, if he wants to move the leg, he needs a remote.
You know what? I think that this character really informed the character of Jason Stackhouse.
I just noticed the door of his tow truck has the word Illuminati spray painted on it.
Fuck,
what?
Yes.
What
is
that
happening?
Be about?
I want him to hook one of the, I want him to like meat hook the body with the tow truck hook.
So this is the movie I was most excited
also,
to have you guys watch.
He threatened
this October.
Old Turtle Hair. But didn't kill him.
Yeah. I love that.
He just killed someone in front of Turtle
I love
Hair.
The Yeah. And then he let him in his truck.
You just tell him they did some genuine right. down home Texas idioms, like just tell him how the cows eat the cabbage.
I want him to come at her with his robot leg, and then she's like, "The cows eat the cabbage," and he just drops his
he just
remote,
falls dead.
His knife.
And then she just takes her tits dead. Out like, "That's right, bitch. That, I've got
that's
the
what
power."
It is. It's a display of dominance.
Right.
I mean, this is really just talking about the patriarchal society that we live in and the exchanges that it expects from women. Oh, he didn't let him get
no,
in the
truck.
No,
he didn't. He threatened him with death, and then he let the guy run away, and then he just got in the truck.
I saw you kill that guy, but now you're scaring me.
Are you serious?
Like, why did you follow the road? He can only go along the road. He's in
how
a
is
truck.
How is Matthew McConaughey participating in this scene? Because the actor he's supposed to play off of cannot read a line to save his fucking life.
So what this movie actually also does is shows that, like, wow, there are two actually really good actors who ended up in a bad deal.
I'm gonna say right now, if you got rear-ended, like if you had a truck rear, like back up into you, it would destroy you.
Yeah, I think
like
he's
that?
Being destroyed.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like earlier, it looked like it was like he just fell over.
Are you sure? I think he might be fine.
Can
I
we
think
talk
he might
about the fact that Matthew McConaughey just put in his surfer dude killing mixtape so that he could drive back and forth over the body of this teen over and over? And
it's like the truck is raping
the
kid's
fog.
Body.
I love the fog and his 1800 headlights.
Yeah, it's really. It almost sounds like the Ghostbusters, honestly.
I was thinking the same thing.
Can we also talk about the fact that Matthew McConaughey's boy murdering mixtape appears to have just like some sort of rock and roll Primus dude like look-alike on it?
Yeah.
I did not see that, unfortunately.
I mean, this is the Illuminati's most
or,
valuable.
Not look-alike, sound alike.
What I don't understand why they're walking back.
Because the tow truck went. She called the tow truck guy.
I'm sure this isn't going to be a goofy character with 10,000 idiosyncrasies.
It's just an asshole.
I mean, I'm proud of...
Come on, chase after this car. Chase after this car who has no interest in helping
us. I'm proud
in
of this movie for letting a character enter and exit the scene without punching us in the face with their characterization for once.
I just want him to like drive by, just whip his dick out and go like, "This is who I am," and then just keep driving.
I mean, that honestly seems like if you're in a car, you're just gonna be passing in and out of that scene.
I mean, that's what we saw with those guys that threw a brick.
But, yeah,
as they hooted and hollered their way out of that scene.
Look, apparently seeing
boobs. And they loved
it. Seeing these very fake boobs.
It looked like we only saw the boobs for a moment, but it looked like the nipples on the fake boobs. Were just skin colored.
Yeah, it very much looked like she was wearing rubber boobs.
It's really nice that you think this movie has the budget for fake boobs.
That's a dark scenario. Like, you're so...
They can afford all these cars and fucking
And Matthew salary, McConaughey.
Yeah, and $150 pair of fake boobs. No.
I think this was both of theirs very first movie.
I think the director of this film somehow entrapped Matthew McConaughey, like put him in a situation where he accidentally punched his child. And that's how he ended up in this
like
movie.
Like, he's blackmailing him. I can't understand like where these people are driving to or from. These roads just seem to crisscross each other. Like,
we're in forest. I mean, so far this movie has been a fragmentary mess with no sense of place or time or person. So
none of these roads even seem big enough to actually be a commercial.
They're not.
Road.
Also, it's some kind of
so many just obvious spotlights. Yeah.
It's some kind of like backwoods dirt road, but there's tons of businesses and people on it.
Dang, spooked by a garbage
bag. I hope this isn't the last we see of Spooky Bag.
He's going on to be in another movie.
Spooky Bag 2.
He also went on to become an Academy Award winning actor.
Can you imagine meeting one of these people that are in this movie and having to hear them talk about how they used to work with Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, these people as in high school, because I was going to say, I definitely went to school with these
people. No, I mean, like, these actors, like, in real life nowadays, like, oh, yeah, I used to work with Matthew McConaughey. He was a really cool guy. We got along really well. And you're just like, God.
He ran me over with his truck 18 times. We didn't have a budget for props, so I said,
the actor says
still.
From an iron lung.
Yeah.
They keep calling someone a bitch, and I don't know who it is, and it doesn't matter.
The girl he was making out with.
I think, yeah, it's the girl that he was making out with, the one that forced him to suck her face off.
She manipulated me.
I love that this movie's criticizing. Yeah, this movie's criticizing him and his reasoning, and it's like the proto Me Too movie.
Right.
Movie.
Yeah, this is a really important film. I mean, especially considering how, like, kind of sinister and realistic this sexual villain is.
It's hard to, like, give a shit about this because I don't like either of these people.
Well, because
I mean, do you think you're going to need
Yeah,
you
neither
for
of them
much
are
longer?
Really doing a good job of acting like people. So I get where you're coming from.
No,
they're
not acting like people, but, like, but what I'm saying is it's also like, oh, look, he's a douchebag for, like, kissing this other girl. But she just comes across as, like, the most, like, apathetic piece of shit. So it's just like, man, I fucking hope they both die soon.
He wishes he could enter this movie and take her by the shoulders and shake her and scream, take control of your life!
I'm pretty sure they're heading for a meat thresher.
Well, luckily they know that cows
One
need cabbage.
So. And I can forgive the rushed introduction of this film if that's what it's getting us to as fast as possible.
Wait, is all that's left a hubcap?
Wait, I thought they said that they couldn't see without the flashlight, so those other two are just walking in pure darkness.
Yeah, they were falling after the car that zoomed off away from them.
That zoomed off into pure darkness.
The lighting director is really doing a good job of conveying the fact that they can't see without a flashlight by keeping this scene totally and perfectly lit.
It's a full moon.
It's a full moon, and also the moon is on fire.
Yeah.
And also the moon has several flashlights. It's holding up several flashlights.
That's part of the world building. This is a part of Texas that's under a giant flashlight.
Like, it's okay to light a scene at night. Anybody that's making a movie, it's okay if a scene is at night and there's lighting so that the person can watch it. But if I'm watching it and I can see reflections off of shit from the spotlight you are doing your lighting wrong. Like, you should be trying to light the characters, not light the entire fucking scene.
Hey, any Texan massacre people in here? Is there a plot in here?
Hey, is this the next event in the sequence of events that's gonna compose this film?
The script told me it was in here, so I'm just gonna keep knocking.
You know, when I'm in trouble, I like to hang out on someone else's porch swing.
I also like to peep through boarded up windows.
So these houses do exist very much in Texas, for those of you not from Texas listening to this. And yeah, if you look into one of those, it's very likely you will see a homeless person either sleeping, doing drugs, or having sex with another homeless person. So don't look through boarded up windows.
Are they homeless if they are inside that house?
Okay, fine. You will see squatters. And you'll also see a lot of rats.
He's seeing, like, old dishes with rotten food in them. Come on. Hey, is anyone here? I'm a butt doctor. Anyone need their butt touched?
God.
I also love that they are now...
Release these boobs out.
I also love that they all have stopped caring about the dead guy in the road.
Yeah, they just kind of, like, forgot that they've literally seen a dead body. And they're just
hello.
What's going on over here?
Well, this is the sneakiest man ever.
Excuse me, miss.
Like,
oh, that's, she's so rude.
I just want him to, like, shrug, like, defiantly and walk away, like, well, fuck you.
Is that Frank Zappa?
Eat it.
Is this Frank Zappa?
It is Robert something.
I think that is Mr. Chainsaw Massacre.
Also, I'm a butt doctor. Let me touch your butt.
How's your butt looking?
Where?
What?
What? Why is a southern bumpkin quoting a northern general from the Civil War?
I mean, maybe he's
don't worry about
real
it.
Progressive for a southern bumpkin.
Well,
that's
wait,
why he's
maybe
gonna
that's
shoot someone
he...
in the fucking face.
Maybe that's why he said, I bet you wouldn't know that because you're a Texan and I'm a carpetbagger.
She's our girlfriend now.
Well, I'm struggling
Man,
to make
okay.
sense of...
She's doing a very good job of making this list seem terrifying.
Yeah. I'm struggling to make sense of what this dude has on his head.
It's a leather
it's
face.
A face. I'm going to let you in on what Leatherface's thing is. He
but
wears
does he have a...
Faces.
Is he wearing a wig over it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
He just gives us a dinosaur
this
scream.
Is fuck.
He appears.
I thought this guy's name was Mankind.
That, yeah, it's that too. He briefly wrestled.
I mean, that's what he.
This is wrestling.
Right now.
This is. It's amazing how like in the movie Halloween. This is taking a very long time.
I mean, he's literally just
yeah.
pulling her around.
I mean, he's taking her somewhere. I'm curious to see what designs he has for her.
I'm pretty sure he's just going to throw in this tub.
Get in there.
Wait, didn't we watch... I thought we watched a movie recently of someone waking up in a tub, a freezer full of blood.
It doesn't
you
appear
gotta
to
lock
seal.
It, you idiot!
The tub did not latch.
Wait, why are you using a magnetic one and not a latch one?
Why?
Also,
I love that once she realizes that he will just walk away, she's gonna keep lifting it.
Also, he's like, she hasn't seemed to process that he's freaking out as much as she is.
Yeah, you know what? Leather faces are more scared of you than you are.
Yeah, it's a real spider situation.
So is this Leatherface's dad?
No, there's always like a family.
Did you hear that he said that being unarmed is an evil?
Well, he was quoting Machiavelli.
I need to use your bathroom
using...
anyway. What a fucking genius.
Oh my God. I'll doctor your butt someday. You'll see.
Why do they keep... All of these hillbillies just keep bumbling their way into getting people inside their house.
So far the characters we have are literate, hillbilly, and Leatherface.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah, and the Illuminati hillbilly.
The
cyborg,
Avengers of the hillbillies.
Cyborg. Cyborg Illuminati.
Sorry, Justice League hillbillies.
He's the
definitely
Iron Man
wander
of the
around this house screaming loudly.
Yeah, nothing weird here. Just lots of broken furniture. You know, like
what is he doing with his whole body? What is this body language supposed to mean? It looks like he's about to be sick.
He grabbed his tummy, and I was like, "Oh, does he got a poop?"
He said he needed to use his bathroom anyway.
What are you doing?
Wait.
He's a butt doctor, and that means he can't ever.
Wow. Hold on.
Look at those ears.
That's a nipple
that
right there.
That appears to be an extremely. Oh.
Are these walls
it's
covered
all
in skin,
baby?
Yeah. Who needs wallpaper?
I like that he's acting like he's at home, like about to go like drink a beer and watch the game.
You know?
Some crazy guys out there with a shotgun, babe. I don't know.
I'm pretty impressed.
This toilet paper's really leathery.
I'm pretty impressed by how good they are at skinning people. These are like smooth, unblemished sheets of skin.
Yeah, the only blemishes seem to come from the actual skin.
That appeared to be a glancing blow.
No, I'm pretty 100% sure
he's
dead.
He's definitely getting stomped on a lot.
I don't know how scary it is for me to see a person just scream in fear at their own actions. Yeah.
Isn't
that I don't know why they keep bringing
terrifying?
People to Leatherface. Leatherface seems to hate it.
He just keeps trying to get rid of the bodies.
Oh, great. Now we get to watch him wrestle with this girl for another 30 minutes.
Why doesn't he just knock her the fuck... Oh,
my God.
Oh,
forgot that that's a thing.
You got what you wanted, Hugh. I love that they don't even have the money for a meat hook effect.
Hey, the first movie didn't have it either. I feel like that would go right into your lung, and it would deflate your lung, and you just suffocate.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends on what meat the meat hook goes into.
It looked like it was
like a good guy.
You know what? No matter what happens with the meat hook, I bet it sucks.
Yeah.
Mr. Illuminati, can I get a ride?
I work for the Illuminati Towing Company.
It's worse that he should be spitting into that cup, not drinking from it.
Yeah.
He already did, and now he's drinking
from it. Oh, no.
He's
I hate
spit
that
cycling.
Image. Spit is a bad thing for me. Please don't say that stuff. It makes me very
I'm sorry.
I love that we just saw a woman get put on a meat hook and skin towels.
Yeah, sorry. Spit,
and that's what
spit
that's...
actually is more disturbing to me than all of that.
I hope there's never a leather face that's just like, I'm collecting a skin suit of spit.
That would be genuinely terrifying for me, and I would be like,
it's
I
me
don't
spit
watch
face.
This anymore. Stop.
I'm so damp.
I remember they did a Mythbusters thing about spit, and I had to turn it off because I was going to throw up.
Really?
It was.
That's.
Yep.
That's what gets you.
I don't. I can get all the other bodily fluids fine.
You've talked to me about some dark shit, but spit.
Yeah, spit. I don't mind if someone like spits on me, but like the idea of just like someone's like, here's a cup of human saliva. It's just like, I can't. Yeah, it's rough. That's my thing.
I love that. I'm glad that Matthew McConaughey is having a good time.
Like I said, he's never been in a movie where he didn't believe it was his last.
I like that a lot. I think that should be like some kind of like second like colon like title after his name. Matthew McConaughey.
I'm sure
the man that never believed he was going to have a next movie.
Yeah, I think we'll truly prove that once we watch that movie where he is the child of little people.
Oh, Tiptoes.
Oh.
Yep, Tiptoes.
He's got your boys back there.
Yeah, they are on the meat hooks.
What?
Yeah, sure. It's not Saturday morning cartoons.
I think this would work better if it was in the Cajun swamps.
Well, no one knows what's in Texas anyways. So, like...
Oh, yeah, I think the problem is that I'm from Texas, so it's like, this doesn't feel genuine.
But it's called Texas. I mean... It's in Texas.
No, I understand that.
So, like, so this this would work if it was in, like,
No,
Vider,
the door's ajar.
Right? But this ain't Austin.
Well, it would work if it was in Vider and all these people were black.
I'm pretty sure this is 100% Austin.
But, like, if you were in Austin, the creepy thing would be, like, oh, no, these unwashed people are all trying to, like, get me to do, like, MDMA with them, and I just feel like this is all really unclean.
I feel like the scariest thing in Austin is, like, a UT game night.
Yeah. It's not the wild hillbillies. It's the people in the city that you then have to, like...
Yeah, get away from. You have to, like, shield your eyes as people wearing sundresses and boots, just thousands of them, hove across.
Yeah.
So,
and then, like,
I have an explanation for the acting in this movie. They were all just literal.
Finally, someone
that
runs into
in
the
Houston,
trees
in Austin.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Do you think they?
Matthew McConaughey then goes, "I didn't know you could even do that."
Matthew McConaughey was just, like, smoking crack at a Hex Dispenser show.
You can't get me.
You know, uh-huh. You know, if they remake this, you know who should play Matthew McConaughey's character? Chris Pratt.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, that too, but he looks like a Chris Pratt here, actually.
If they remade this, they would be making a mistake.
is that true?
Yeah, he looks very Chris Pratty right here.
No, yes? Would it be a mistake?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
They would have to redo at least the first 30 minutes of the script.
What if I told you we were only 30 minutes
yes.
in now?
God. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's true.
This first part, not good cinema.
Yeah, this first part.
I am having a very good time.
Literally
that's
cut
true.
This first part out. Yeah, you could cut this first part out without the killing parts, like all the way up until the first guy dies. You could take that, cut it, and then put some porn in, and it would be no different. Like, in the sense of, like, quality that people would expect. It's just like, oh, wow. People wouldn't watch it and go, like, wow, this is a really well-acted porn movie. They'd go, oh, okay, yeah, this is a really long-winded opening for a porn movie. Like, these people's acting
is so bad. It was a long-winded opening. It was a long-winded opening where everyone was just speaking as fast as possible.
Yeah, that is fuck.
And we get, here comes the chainsaw, uh-huh. Finally.
The forest natural rival. I like that
like
the hillbillies
Chinese
like
tallow
each...
field.
Yeah, they. I like that the hillbillies each have their own gimmick. Like he's the car one, and this is the chainsaw one, so they can like cancel out each other's weaknesses.
It's a system of hillbilly checks and balances.
The quoting gun one. I feel like running away from a man with a chainsaw is not that hard, because, like, chainsaws are really heavy.
I mean,
he's a
does
big
it
man.
Look that hard? She
I
seems to be
she's
doing fine.
I mean, she's in a prom dress. You know what? This is the worst place. This is the 100% worst place to be barefoot.
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to end up with tetanus at the end of
That's
this
movie.
That's
your own door, you idiot.
You probably have the key in your pocket.
Oh, there's the key right there. It's called a chainsaw.
Your first task in assuring your survival. Nope. What?
Nothing
Wait,
weird
whoa.
About this shot.
Wait, is that a living person?
Just Eric Heidecker just standing in the corner dressed as a sheriff.
You mean Tim Heidecker? Or Eric Wareheim?
I mean, that guy kind of looked like both.
Eric Heidecker wearing, you know, Tim Heidecker taking a polyjuice potion to become Eric whatever the heck.
No, they did a fusion dance.
Yeah, you're right. They bore the fusion
and
earrings.
Then became
oh, come
mounted
on.
In a hillbilly.
Oh, no, did you see that first shot where it didn't break through the full window? And then it cut to a second different shot?
Leatherface absolutely will not get out on the roof.
I can't tell if she's doing a good job or he's doing a really bad job.
I don't know.
I think she's doing a good job. I don't know.
I mean,
I mean, she's not making the best
decisions. Running up, which is never a good idea, but...
Wait a minute, John, I think she just found down.
Oh, she's doing it.
Well, she's trying to lose him.
I want him to push the chimney.
I
want to
see him chainsaw some stuff, dang it.
There you go.
There.
Yeah, chainsaw your own chimney off.
Eat this. Somehow.
You know, the birds are going to hate that you did that.
No!
I like the fact that she just
John, she's
pushed
so
the
what is
out
your
out
problem,
chimney.
Lady?
She really, there's a way out up here.
She's also not that high up.
Surely.
Like, I feel like if they gave us the correct angle, we would just see him squatting.
So, oh, she does some Spider-Man shit.
Okay, the only reason there'd be a wire like that is an electrical wire.
There is, I mean, their electric was probably turned off like a long time ago.
I don't know, there's literally lights on in the house, Pat.
Yeah, but it's probably
that was a
also
bad noise.
By
it's not diegetic skin. Light. It's
it's just our fucking crazy lighting director, who we have already observed cannot leave anything unlit.
They let their power go out because they were like, you know, it's so bright in here all the time. Someone just keeps moving lamps in here. No, she's fine. She's doing it. Every time we think she's doing a bad job, it's like, no, I'm doing a great job.
I mean, maybe we just need to adjust our expectations.
Weirdly, like,
this movie's metrics are different than other horror movies.
This is like the first scene that, like, this moment right here is the first moment that has taken its time to fucking breathe out of this entire goddamn movie.
Well, she fell a long way.
No, I know, it works. I'm just saying it's weird that it's
oh, hell yes,
shit.
The return of Spooky Bag.
I know, as I say, but it's his friends as well. What? He just came out of the building she was just in?
I would be so mad if he was my roommate.
He cannot do this very often, or all his possessions would be shattered.
The other hillbillies are so amped and upset because they fucking hate dealing with Leatherface, but he's the landlord, so he gets to make all the goddamn rules.
Matthew McConaughey is going to be so mad when he comes home and
every
the
time he
just
breaks
busted.
Something, he just claims he's remodeling it.
No, don't worry. I got a guy.
No, that's
through.
Not how he says it. He says it like. Yeah, definitely ask the titty lady.
All right, we're going to need you to trip over some garbage.
Wait, she knows Matthew McConaughey, right?
The safe place. This random trailer in the woods.
She's going to go tell him how the cows eat the cabbage, finally.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she's going to go and show her boobs.
Wait, she had a car the whole time.
I feel like that's somehow involved in how the cows eat the cabbage.
Why didn't she just drive them to their car? Why did she need to stay at her real estate office at 10 o'clock at night?
Is that office across from the murder mansion?
I think it might be.
How did they...
Look at her. She's just out here begging for dick.
What is the... I want a map.
Fuck. That's so relatable.
I want a map of this of where
are
this
we all just
place.
Standing out in the street in a rural town begging for dick.
Look at this. No, don't worry. This 900 square foot single room with wood paneling is going to keep us safe.
This place was made to be chainsawed.
No joke. Like, he's just going to Kool-Aid it man his way through this fucking thing. Like,
he's not going to... So he only Kool-Aid mans his way through his own thing.
He's respectful.
That's his weakness, is that his chainsaw doesn't work on anything he doesn't already own.
His chainsaw's a vampire. It has to be invited to work on things. So he invites it to. She's just going to fucking...
I thought she said Gomer.
That would be great.
Oh, yes! Spooky bag!
It's
spooky
back.
Bag! Oh, he's just cattle prodding her.
This still is porn level acting.
That Renee Zellweger's doing good.
Wait, that's Renee Zellweger?
I'm not saying I was about to say. Yeah.
Which one is Renee Zellweger?
The older lady.
She was the star of the movie Chicago.
She also was married to Sean Connery.
Right.
Is married to Sean Connery. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
No, that's a different person. That's that's a different person.
Renee Zellweger.
No. She's Bridget Jones. She's
Wait, that's Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
I gotta look up Renee Zellweger now, one second.
She's the Jerry Maguire lady.
This is such a weird... He's just looming over, just shocking her. What the fuck?
Oh, she's got that clap on.
What witchcraft?
Did she get a lot of plastic surgery or something?
I mean, think about it this way. They are all funded by the Illuminati.
Hey.
Wait, so who is Renee Zellweger in this? Is it the lady driving or is it the lady in the trunk?
Patrick.
It's lady in the trunk.
Okay, Patrick, I would like it if you would let the movie reveal things to us at its own pace.
Hey, John, I'm excited for that to not happen and never be explored.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of Catherine.
She's getting a bunch of pizza.
Yeah, she's getting a bunch of pizza from a burger place.
They've got the last high schooler.
She's got like a clown face.
What
is she opened her trunk.
What is going on?
There's some kids.
She is she's pretty bold.
Wow.
Some weird dom sub shit going on here.
Hey, what's in the bag? What's in that spooky bag?
Is this a young Bill Clinton?
What? That's a bag of food. Wait, is that a bag of drinks? Well, I guess there's nothing we can do as cops. She's white, after all.
Gets back in the car with the lady cop. Lady cop goes, yeah, I'd fuck her.
Did she even... Okay, she did pay.
Oh, and she's listening to some, like...
The music...
Group love. What the fuck...
It's like some catwalk.
Man, I'm sad that she's not
like some catwalk
to the
stuff.
Halloween music of
Wait, are they in like a reservoir?
Yeah, that's
okay. No, it is.
Is it just?
It is a road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, I guess John, you're wrong. Nothing bad happens if you get put on a meat hook.
You just have a big gaping hole on your
back. Oh, we do get to see. Okay.
It's not even that big.
There it is. Nice hook hole.
It's not even that big. Oh, great. What is she doing out here in the middle of the road?
I just expect this real estate lady to just feel up.
It looks like she's having a really bad time out in the middle of the road.
She's gonna bean her on the temple with her car bumper or some shit.
How did she
get
out of the
house? I think she just wandered out. They're not, like, they're not being careful. They've made that pretty clear. Here we go.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Here we
with
go.
That.
What?
Surely this will kill her.
I'm going to say this right now to anybody that, like, comes to Texas, especially, like, Austin to Houston area. If you find a stick on the ground, it will be so rotten and waterlogged, you cannot kill someone with
it. I mean, like, she didn't.
Well, yeah, as we just saw.
She just kind of gently tapped
saying...
her.
And then said, hey, don't move. I'll be back with a bigger stick.
All right, some Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, some Elvis cover band.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So she bought a bunch of pizza for like a family game night for her crazy, weird relatives? So he's not literary. Man? He's not literary hillbilly. He's just quote hillbilly.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't understand why he just keeps quoting things.
Is people. This Leatherface?
Yeah, that's why he's got someone's face on.
He's the.
Yeah, it also.
Well,
he's
this
like
doesn't
10
look
feet
like
tall.
A face. It looks like a Halloween mask.
Hey, haven't you seen a face?
I mean, the Halloween mask was a face.
It's
made of rubber.
So I thought maybe this was masked grandma. I thought maybe they were introducing another character. But
wait,
no, I recognize that incomprehensible
freak anyway.
Is Leatherface
a woman? Is Leatherface a woman?
No, I think Leatherface is just doing what they like.
Because you gotta plug stuff in. You just can't stare at a box expecting them to recharge.
This is such a scattered,
and I'm so thrown off by this movie that I just realized they bought pizzas at a drive-thru. They bought three pizzas at a drive-thru. They got drive-thru pizza.
That sold burgers. Like, that was a burger
place. That place doesn't exist anywhere.
I know, especially not in Texas. I don't know of many, if any, drive-through pizza places. I know pickup pizza places. I do not know any drive-through pizza places.
Matthew McConaughey's doing his thing now.
I'm acting. Get out of here.
Yeah, everyone else, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I gotta say I like Renee Zellweger here better than in the other movies I've seen her in.
Rip me.
Oh,
yeah,
fingers
really
in the mouth.
In there.
I didn't know he was gonna get a monologue.
Nah.
Wait.
I think...
Wait, what is he doing? Oh, okay. I thought he was headbutting
her. I thought he was biting her nose. What is this tube on him? Oh, that's his leg tube.
It's... I do actually really enjoy that he called out, hey, your brother keeps breaking our door.
What?
Does he notice that no one is impressed? Like,
well, he's just trying
one
to
of
find
these
the
days,
right
I'm
quote.
Gonna say the right quote for this scenario, and it's gonna blow their frickin' minds.
He's like fucking Bumblebee. He just like is using these like weird, awkward noises to communicate, and everyone's like, "You can just talk to me."
I really want to see him reading a book of quotes.
He's just got like one of those toilet almanacs.
Exactly. While he sits in that room of human flesh.
And of course he's got the stupid cattle prod. I am waiting to see any kind of motive from these people or patterns.
Oh, now he's biting her nose.
You're zapping both of them if you zap her.
I think that's why Leatherface is just screaming.
You better nose off.
So glad that man spoke at my graduation ceremony.
It's really weird that her office is so clean, but her house is so dirty.
Yeah, her office looks totally normal.
I mean, it is a trailer in the middle of the woods.
Is she trying to lure people in with it? Because that doesn't make any sense either.
You don't want to die. No.
They were whispering.
He is very good. He is also has a robot ear on his robot leg.
Three ears on one man. What a monster.
He's unstoppable. You know what they say. Three ears on one man and 18 on your truck.
All those lights are just ears. I am so lost in this plot that I'm like having trouble even like formulating a description of what's happening right now.
That's it, John. That's all of your Illuminati.
I like that this has gone full circle to our earlier discussion before the podcast about the JFK assassination.
Yeah, tune into our clapcast.
Vilmer from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family perpetrated the JFK assassination.
I think they just said that, kind of.
They're saying that the people that he works for do that.
All right, thank you for letting us know that. Oh.
I'm a great dancer. I should keep you alive because I want to keep you alive for some reason.
This is the best reason anyone's ever given me.
I mean, is it wrong?
Thank you for the reason.
Is it wrong?
Okay. Oh, what?
Do you think they all skin them, or is it just Leatherface?
I think it's just Leatherface. So, it was before, it was like Leatherface skins them, but they were all cannibals. Now, these people, hillbillies, are only hungry for pizza.
Yeah, they found out that pizza exists, and they're like, whoa, 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 what the fuck have we been doing?
Well, you know what? This is actually a very accurate family dinner.
Is this the LaRose household?
It's not far off. Wait, are they saying that he's like
he's
a homunculi now?
He's like the family demigod, and he's a sloppy drinker.
The Illuminati filled him with Illuminati juice.
They put him in their Bacta tank.
And then rebuilt his leg.
With aluminum foil. And a vacuum cleaner
tubes,
tube. Yeah.
And vacuum cleaner tubes.
Do you think it's just an intricate colostomy bag?
Is he going to take off his clothes? Is that what's happening right now? Oh, he's just
really
going to cut his nipple off.
I would really love it. I want to find the director commentary where it's like, yeah, we didn't even have his part written. He just walked on set and just started improvising.
We were just going to have like just a Leatherface guy, and then Matthew McConaughey just showed up. So like, I guess we got to make this a family thing. He's just so much smarter than everybody.
Uh, Leatherface cowering behind a fridge like a child in an abusive household.
Truly the monster that we should all fear.
Truly the iconic horror slasher up there with Jason, Freddy, and cowering man-child Leatherface.
I mean, his terror is what makes him so scary. That's why he's been shrieking constantly throughout this entire movie.
Yes. Nothing scarier than,
Well, it's weird because, like, then,
you know,
they have a dude wearing an old woman's face and hair and outfit, and then they're like, no, let's make this pretty Matthew McConaughey-looking motherfucker the monster. Yeah.
Only one
Matthew
of them,
McConaughey
wait,
is stepping on this lady's
just a
throat,
little bit of
but
blood
she
on
had
her
a
nose.
Really good point. The pizzas are getting cold.
Also, she needs to look normal because she's got a real job.
Hey, come on.
She just has a
recover
little bit
from
of blood.
Blood nose quickly.
No, he bit her on the nose.
Nope. Sleepy time.
I mean, she's probably got so much blood loss, she can't think straight. Yeah.
She doesn't have much blood in her body at all.
Okay, you know that was improv'd.
Oh, she tried to pull the trigger, but there's no.
And then she just, like, went limp wristed and
you
let him
know
take
that
the
had
gun.
To be improv'd.
Oh, she just picked
wait,
the wrong
what?
Trigger.
Yeah, there had to be two.
And now Matthew McConaughey is doing a big seal bark.
I'm amazed
now,
that I have
doing,
not
he
seen
loves
this
Star
as a
Wars.
Gift
yeah,
before.
Just go. Just
you
go.
It's like him with an open mouth and a barrel, like going, ah! Like just right into his mouth. I'm like, that's like, it's a great visual.
Matthew McConaughey, that had to 100% be improv.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I bet having to work in the environment that could produce this movie got him pretty close to the mindset of a crazy guy.
What? He was on the first floor.
He's real fast.
Now he's gonna lick his way through this windshield, apparently. Aww. Slapstick fucking comedy.
I'm glad he loves it so much. Oh my god.
Excuse me? Is he under the car?
No, movie. You didn't build any suspense. This isn't suspenseful. So far it's been alternatingly wacky and incomprehensible.
Oh my god.
This was supposed to be
the
thing.
Is he under the car?
This was supposed to be the movie that, like, showed us how wrong all the other horror movies were.
Yes, this was his 99 theses. Thesis the first. Make Matthew McConaughey into a wacky jester with a robot leg.
I love that she drove, like, 10 yards and that was it.
She just couldn't figure out this weird car.
Well, he
thing.
Knew that horror movies had to have a tense car scene where, like, the car wouldn't start or they crashed the car. But he hadn't planned for it at all.
Ooh, parallel images.
Yeah. And he really worked for this one.
But he's putting it on the mask. He's not putting it on
yeah,
his
but it's like the opening. Okay, so Leatherface has
no.
to be a lady.
What do you think? Do you think you have to be a lady to wear a lady's skin?
I'm saying I have this feeling
what?
That from what we're seeing, we're supposed to believe
what
that
is she
it,
now in?
It looks like a bunch of ribbons all tangled
Leatherface
up.
Leatherface identifies as a woman.
Is she Bayonetta? Like
she's going into witch time. Yeah,
she's got the remotes.
So, wait,
the two remotes.
So does
to
this imply that he's just been holding two remotes the whole time and furiously manipulating them as he anytime he walks anywhere?
Oh wow, this
maybe
is
he's not using his hands, John.
I'm getting all sweaty.
Watch out for that. Oh, okay, I thought the phone cord is attached to his leg somehow.
Come on, robot boy, come fuck Bayonetta.
Do you think they have the police academy guy off, like, just off, barely off camera, making those noises?
Oh, yeah, he's an Illuminati, too.
Michael Douglas, that's his name.
Are you gonna eat that? Yeah, you gotta eat that pizza. It's gonna get so bad.
That's how she's going to lure him in. He's going to get there and say, wait a minute, this is a vagina. I thought I was getting pizza.
It's an erotic pizza.
Leatherface done run out of song.
Wait, who's
I think these are dead people that they've posed.
Holly got her in a dress. Yeah.
If her face isn't moving, we know you're not hitting her.
What is this?
They're posing for a photo.
Nacho pile high nacho blues playing in the background.
What a nice family dinner.
Honestly, I feel like Leatherface is the one of these people I would want to hang out with.
We had already seen all of that. Revealing the whole set to us one piece at a time and then expecting us to feel something when you reveal it again to the character is lunacy.
I want one of these chairs, though.
The bone chairs? They look pretty good.
The bone chairs. Yeah. I mean, they're not as good as the bone chandelier.
Do you think the wallpaper behind them is supposed to be blackened human skin?
Absolutely.
Oh, so they're all on board with this.
Oh, did you hear that? He quoted Voltaire.
Yeah. Now I know he had to read a book of quotes. Facebook didn't exist yet, so you couldn't find. You wouldn't have a friend yet who just posted inspirational quotes.
I love how sedate and peaceful Leatherface is right now.
Yeah, Leatherface now that I'm not wrestling, I love it.
Leatherface isn't even screaming a little bit.
Did she just imply that she has, like, a explosive head implant?
I believe so.
I'm not sure.
Do you think that's their real grandpa or a kidnapped grandpa? He definitely has psycho hillbilly hair.
Yeah, but him being like weird and aggressive at her and saying crazy shit is something we've seen before. And it hasn't resulted in anything.
Are you sure? But have we seen this?
Yeah, she's still slapping.
She
tried to shoot him in the fucking
head.
He's
doing the gesture. He's doing the mouth fingers. You know what I can do. These fingers will go straight in your mouth.
That's right. I'm going to rub robot this legs shit out of your
Let me read to you from my tome. Okay.
Oh,
Now the movie is...
You just throw a book at her?
Yeah, no, he threw a book by her.
The best thing about this is that not only is the script writer and the director just throwing a huge amount of... What?
Okay. Man, they caught me off guard on that one.
Surprise, living grandpa. And he just grabs a knife in a roomy hand. What the fuck?
And walks away. Oh,
you're ruining Leatherface's chill.
We're dumping gasoline on the table.
Yes, please.
Wait, that one.
No, please
still
dispose
alive.
Of this character who's not doing anything.
What's an alcohol fire, though?
I love that she's only on fire from some shots.
I mean, she's already got a hook wound back there. It's not like it can get much worse.
They probably cauterized it.
I doubt that highly. Especially since it was like a deep stab wound. So that doesn't really help.
How deep could it be if she that easily got off the hook?
She got off the hook, Pat.
Of all the places to collapse, crying, why right in Matthew McConaughey's crotch?
I'm sorry, who?
What's his name, Vilmer? Is this the Illuminati?
Glad y'all finally made it to the dinner, like he expects him.
Please tell me this is the Illuminati.
Wait, is this the fucking
Please tell me this is the Illuminati.
Oh, he has driving gloves. We all go silent to hear what the Illuminati man has to say.
I'm waiting for him to reveal what is going on at all. And of course, he has no comment about Matthew McConaughey's robot leg.
He's like, and of course, you're enjoying the robot leg we gave you.
And of course, the robot leg never stops making sound.
This protagonist is going all over the place. She was defiant like 5 seconds ago, and now she's being a total idiot.
Yeah, but then they, well, she was defiant, and then they set her friend on fire and then put that fire out.
So is the storyline of this one that they're gonna like make her go crazy and induct her into the family or what?
That's the true horror.
That's kind of the original movie, but is that what's happening?
This guy's got a really weird haircut.
It was the 90s.
Do you think he's part of the hillbilly family? He's the rich posh hillbilly?
No, he's in the...
He's a Beverly hillbilly.
No, you can't be a hillbilly and wear a suit. It burns on contact.
Please, reveal to us the Illuminati's plans.
I like the writer and director of this movie was like, you know what is actually terrifying? The Illuminati. You fucking sheeple.
What?
Horror.
Who's these people? There's only one girl.
No, there's two.
That other dude is still alive in that freezer, right? Or did we confirm
that
he died? Wait a
second.
No, we haven't confirmed he died.
John, Hugh, is he talking about us?
Is this the producer? Is this Dino?
He was like, the movie stopped being scary.
The movie was never scary, he says.
Yeah.
I'm Dino De Laurentiis, and I need a scary movie. Oh, what's he doing now?
Wait, what is he doing now? I want to see. It's no fair that only she gets to see.
I like that she's unsettled.
Now I'm going to show you my boobs. And then who will have the what?
What is her backstory?
What is going on?
Touch it.
Is he gonna, like... Is he a Cenobite?
I think he might be. He certainly got some stuff going on down there.
I mean, he's almost definitely going back to his limo and messing around with a cube.
You know, to be fair... I don't think that this is, like, nearly as bad as any of the other shit she's gone through.
I mean, I think this kind of makes it worse, because you think it would only get worse, and then it gets not as bad.
She's angry because she's going in the
right
direction.
If we're just gonna get, like, a little peek at his weird sexual scarification, and that's it, then I'm actually pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
I think he's like, all right, I'm out of the script now.
That kind of recontextualizes all the absurdity we've seen so far to be like almost Lynchian.
She's still alive.
No, I think he's just happy to feel in power again. Oh. He's getting the high score on his robot leg.
I was going to say, is he playing Galaga?
Yeah.
All right, I guess she's finally actually dead now.
We can remove a character. This is what he likes.
He loves. Yeah.
Fucking this Hellraiser 2-ass scene going on right now.
There's so much going on in this movie.
I don't like this at all.
It's like we're watching four movies playing at the same time.
Yes, exactly, yes.
No one can stop Matthew from slicing himself up.
She's just walking out?
And they're like, oh man, how did this happen?
Yeah, it seems like you guys are doing
your own thing. I think she's finally realized that these people are spooky, but they're also, like, they do not have their shit together. What?
Oh no.
Oh, that's Leatherface.
He's like a bear. She triggered his chase instinct. Yeah.
He was all chilled out because she was chilled out. But now he perceives her as prey.
Let me put my fingers in your mouth.
Here come the mouse fingers.
Oh, that wasn't... I was hoping for a better escape.
I want these three people to all start getting up.
I crave it.
Like the old man, who we still have not seen.
Come on, get the chainsaw in there.
What,
are you just going to menace? Nice. Now she has the high score.
Now she can control what the sensors.
This is why you shouldn't build a remote for your own leg.
You think he built this?
I feel like it's implied. He's got like a big box of electronics, and he was talking about his batteries.
Okay. So also, let's break down what we're watching right now.
Yeah, it's just Matthew McConaughey writhing on the floor, jamming on a remote.
No, not that.
Okay,
not
what
that
part?
They are both... So there are two remotes. They each have one, and they're each
counteracting
the other.
His leg has two
remotes
for some reason.
So he is...
See how there are those keys on the wall? What the fuck is going on?
just now noticed
this
the
film
key.
Is so chaotic that we could point out little weird set details all day. For example, Matthew McConaughey...
Is the sun coming up?
Yeah, the
Matthew McConaughey's character
over.
Has a bunch of D cells in his belt, implying this leg takes about as much power as like a big flashlight.
No, I think it's for the remote.
I feel like he's practicing to be a monster truck rally announcer.
Fuck yeah, crop dusting. Wait,
so it's like
what?
8 a.m. the next morning.
Is it going to zoom in and Leatherface
is
the
pilot?
Oh my
god, look at these ghouls.
I love drinking Bloody Marys while I drive an RV. Oh my god, honey, look, it's a Raider from Mad Max. Don't stop, run that bitch over.
Don't stop, I don't have enough Bloody Mary mix
for
her.
Our Bloody Marys.
I just wanted to bounce off the front of this fucking thing. Step on it.
Wait.
Mr. Spottish.
Yeah,
are
no, they're just buddies.
Together?
No, they're having
they're
an affair together.
They're just two pals.
Oh no.
Yeah, he embraced her passionately in, I guess, wait.
Do they know that doing that will not slow the vehicle down?
Also, when did
well,
he get
they,
in the car?
Their coordination on this is perfect. They've practiced hundreds of times. Why does everyone always hit a huge object?
Also, why did you get run off the road? You're in the bigger vehicle.
Also, why did you run off the road in this empty field?
Also,
why would
you do this? You've probably spilled your Bloody Marys now, and your morning is ruined.
Yeah, this really wasn't worth it.
Good, I'm glad everything is getting crop dusted here.
Congrats, y'all.
I guess those old people are
y'all
dead.
Y'all just inhaled DDT. Have fun with that.
Yeah, it
but
brings it all
on
back
the bright side, none of you are getting any wilting diseases.
Congrats. All of these, wheat voles will never, or wheat, chigger, or what's it? Wheat weevils will never ever get you.
Is this happening?
What? Plane?
Yeah.
Did Matthew McConaughey just get chopped up by an airplane propeller?
I think the his wheel hit him in the face.
His blood is blue. Wait, but we saw him cutting himself.
His blood,
it was red.
I don't think his blood is blue. I didn't see that. Maybe I just filtered it out subconsciously because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Leave
the anguished leather face behind.
Why
in today's episode, Leatherface experiences a tragedy.
Why is that newspaper in French?
He's a man of refined tastes. Wait, this is a different... Is this the same guy?
Different man. It has to be. He just has his reading glasses on.
No, this is the same guy.
Hey, you want to get in, Leatherface?
You can bring your chainsaw. That's fine with us.
Leatherface is very afraid of
the Illuminati. As he should be.
Leatherface is like... I know I am the one with the chainsaw, but they control the banks.
Again, he's just not scary.
Well, I want to point out that where let's see what's the timestamp at? Patrick, yeah.
What time is it at?
Wow,
we're an
we
hour
got 5 minutes
and 22
left?
Minutes into Texas Chainsaw Massacre film. And Leatherface's chainsaw has touched no human flesh. No one has been chainsawed.
Uh-huh.
He has he has broken doors. He has cut down trees. He has fucked up a chimney.
Uh-huh. And that chimney. Yep.
And so also the movie's weird. Basically over.
Yeah, he's just saying this. He failed to make this movie scary.
Yeah, Dino. Dino, you fucked this
scary.
One up.
No, it is scary. The Illuminati control everything.
Dino De Illuminati. This ain't the first time someone ended up in an Illuminati cabin. Okay. Bye bye.
This was indeed the end of it.
I think that's her. That's her. She's. Hold on. No, I've just put
lady.
The whole movie together. This girl is actually an old woman experiencing like a final morphine-induced dream before she dies.
There it is.
Yeah,
it's a Jacob's
and none of this
situation.
Has been real. Which explains a lot, especially because people on morphine can't make a story for shit. And now let's just watch Leatherface slam dance in the road
this
with
is...
a chainsaw for a little bit. What? What?
Well... That was the end of
the
movie.
Seriously,
we're getting
the
credits
movie?
Now.
Are we?
Man.
That was Renee Welger. It was Selwager.
I was so looking forward to share this with you guys. I'm not
that's
hurt.
That's the name of
something. I
am
the guy
Leatherface
who got hurt.
Now. This movie has driven me insane.
Stuffed
and
family.
Given me...
What was up with the old guy?
Wait, patient on the
we never
on
find
the
out what's
gurney,
up with the
anonymous.
Old guy. I mean, I like that a lot goes unexplained in this film, but...
But he just gets up with a knife and walks out.
There's just too much. And none of it, like, there's no stylistic through line. There's no plot, really. I don't even know.
All right.
What to say about this movie?
Definitely
right,
not
so,
as scary as any
so,
of the other movies.
So the Wikipedia page has in its own section called analysis.
Great.
Oh, good.
Please analyze this for
let's
me.
Let's see. Secret Society subplot. Yeah. Let's look. The film has been noted for its implementation of a secret society subplot driving Leatherface's family to terrorize civilians in order to provoke them to a level of transcendence. In a retrospective interview, Kim Henkel confirmed that the basis of the plot was influenced by theories surrounding the Illuminati. I don't know how you can get to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind
weird.
Of a leap.
Commenting on the film's ominous Rothman character, Henkel state, Who is Vilmer? Henkel stated he comes off more like the leader of some harem scarum cult that makes the practice of bringing victims to experience horror on the pretext that it produces some sort of transcendent experience. Of course, it does produce a transcendent experience. Death is like that, but no good comes of it. You're tortured and tormented and get the crap scared out of you, and then you die.
Man,
So that was someone involved in the making of the film talking about the film?
That was the writer.
Because it sounded like he was guessing as to what his film was about.
who wrote the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Okay.
Dude, he really showed us what's wrong with modern horror.
When you write a big movie and get famous, don't spend the next 10 years taking ecstasy nonstop.
Yeah. Oh wow, there's a whole queer theory reading of Leatherface as a torture.
I mean, Leatherface obviously did have like a gender identity thing going on.
Yeah, but, which I love that there are so many things we could say was going on, but nothing went anywhere or was explained.
Or had any bearing on
it. Wait, I'm sorry. I think we just saw an explanation for everything in the credits. What was that?
What was that?
It's, this music?
This jolly fiddle?
What did you see, Patrick? Jeez.
Yeah, this is great radio.
I saw
Pat.
Something very troubling.
Us just slowly seeking
through
the credits.
Yeah, I saw something very troubling. Yeah, well, what were you saying?
I don't know. You derailed us. Much like everyone who drove a vehicle right, in this
everyone,
movie, you've crashed us into a huge and obvious obstacle.
I'll get us out of this. Trust me. Everyone, go to the one side of the car. And we're going to just kind of heave it back onto the road.
We're on it.
All right, when I say three, we're going to start shaking the car.
I'm just waiting for the... I don't know, because we're in set dressing, Patrick. I don't know what you...
I know. It was
and
at
you
the
went
very
really
end
far
of the
back.
I know, you went like two minutes back, and it was like 10 seconds ago that you said this.
Hey, okay. So what I was saying before is, like, I really like that there are all of these things in this movie, but nothing goes explained or explored. It's like a million pitches.
Pulp Fiction was just them opening various suitcases and never explaining what was inside.
Yeah, just different colored lights light up John Travolta's
and every
face
time
he says,
"Oh shit," or "Whoa,"
and then Samuel Jackson goes, "We good?" And he just goes, "Yeah, we good."
Okay, well, one. There was a single person responsible for the leg sound effects.
His name was
Dane Davis.
With his mouth.
Not Michael Douglas, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. So let's see.
Let's
see. Oh, never mind. We're going through. We got some catering people.
And the songs.
Through.
All these great songs.
Hey, if you're still with us, thank you.
Yeah, as we like awkwardly go through these credits.
We're really doing a great job
journey.
On this one. I've been speechless
over.
for most of this travesty.
Yeah, sorry that like if you're not singing this up to the movie, you just hear us go, "Oh, what the fuck?"
I feel hot. I'm sweating. I think the mental energy I am expending trying to arrange this into some kind of coherent, analyzable like object is destroying me.
Well, let's
wait. Why is there a song in this thing called Two-Headed Temple, a Red Temple dirge, Two-Headed Dog?
That is a good song title.
I'm gonna say this, like, let's try and just lay out what the plot is that we
Vortex
saw
Henkel
is.
Hooper production of a film by Tobe Hooper.
What? Who is the Vortex?
A Vortex. Henkel. Well, it's not a Vortex Henkel Hooper. It's a Vortex or a Henkel or a Hooper production. Those three are synonymous. Like, you can interchange any one of those words. They mean the same thing.
Yeah.
A Hooper and a Henkel are definitely
a Vortex. In the Northeast, they call it a Hooper. And in England, they call it a Henkel.
I love... So they shouted out the chainsaw company.
Thank God.
That's great.
That's good.
So let's get our plot straight. Four kids go to prom. All right,
so... Yeah, so one girl... So we have Renee Zellweger, who is a shy girl who is in an abusive household and is getting pretty, but she also feels ashamed at the same time. She goes to the prom. Her friend, who just catches her boyfriend cheating on her, also at the prom. They have a friend who talks to the sky, does not come back.
Does not come back.
Wait, No. The one
girl,
who talks to the sky was the...
Yeah.
The girl who... had the cheating boyfriend. The girl whose boyfriend... Wait, no, that was
a
different one?
No, she was not. That was a character who wandered into the frame.
Wait, but she was talking about someone being a bitch, and the other characters couldn't stop talking about someone being a bitch.
Yeah, you're talking about the one with multiple sclerosis, right?
Yeah, multiple personalities, you
both.
Mean?
Multiple sclerotic personalities.
Yeah. Listen. Like, I understand the confusion. A lot happens in this movie, but that was a different girl, and should we never see her again.
Okay, proceed.
Okay, so then these four kids
after
end
that,
up in
let us not forget
no,
that the boyfriend
so far
is
ahead.
Straight up a pervert. Like, is a
making
is a sex criminal.
PUA. But
yeah,
Dr.
And he blames
PUA.
It all on the other girls. Yeah, they get in the car, and then it turns out Renee is having sex with her boyfriend in the back seat of the car.
Well, I think they were hiding and waiting.
they were getting high, apparently.
they were laying down in the back seat getting high on drugs that you have to be laying down to do. And the only one like that I can picture is opium. So from now on.
Word.
No, from
there
now on
in
my headcanon, there was just a big, long, motherfucking opium pipe in that back seat.
They just left it there.
Where was the vapor?
Are you kidding me? They swallowed it all. They held it in. They held it in until it condensed.
It's swallowed. Okay, yeah, and they're driving somewhere. It's never really clear where she's going. She seems to be driving because she's mad.
She's angry driving.
No.
She's like, I'm angry that you cheated, so I'm going to drive.
Yeah, she can't be driving home.
And then they go off the
car.
Road for some reason.
They go off the road because there's construction, except the sign fell over on one of the
Instead
roads.
Instead of turning around, they just go down a strange road. Because apparently they have like that magnetic sense that ducks have. And they know exactly which direction they need to go. So it doesn't matter what road they take.
Uh-huh, and where they get T-boned by
guy
who is okay.
He's fine. He goes into shock immediately.
He's not hurt. And apparently dies.
No, Matthew McConaughey snapped his neck.
Matthew McConaughey said he was dead,
but he was lying,
and then he said, now he's dead.
Yeah, because he was dead
this
for
was
sure,
the,
then.
No,
but he was
no,
already
he
dead.
Was,
we don't
he was
we have
falling.
No idea, Pat.
Matthew McConaughey... No, this was the beginning of Matthew McConaughey being some kind of infernal robot-legged prankster.
I was going to say, like, could you imagine if, like, Matthew McConaughey killed a guy in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Like, actually snapped his neck?
In that exact way. He's like, no, the guy died doing a stunt.
This is a super cool stunt.
I'm a chiropractor trying to save him.
Yes, then he kills the kid who left behind.
The kid who got left behind in the rapture. Yes.
And then... I don't remember which happens first.
They find the house.
The butt doctor goes around the back house.
And encounters, quote, hillbilly. While the girl just kind of hangs out on a porch swing. And gets like Leatherface sneaks up on her, and he looks like a 200-pound dude.
And he plays with her hair, right?
So Leatherface sneaks up on her, but at the same time, where the guy's being held up at gunpoint, there is someone moving behind the house, because the guy with the gun watches him and like yells at him as soon as that the guy like being held up starts to look behind
right.
him.
Right.
Who?
Was it Grandma? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we forgot to mention that they found the real estate lady and she showed her tits to some guys that broke her window open.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's
that scene might
so
as well
much
not
in
exist.
This movie. No, because it has to, because it sets up her sending Matthew McConaughey. I do not know his character.
And I guess
name
it. I guess it kind of foreshadows that this lady is insane.
She's gonna get pizza and like be like, "Hey,
she's
you
insane,
guys want to see
and
a
she
body
loves
in the
pizza,
trunk?
And she's not afraid of the cops, and she'll show anyone her boobs."
Feminist icon.
Okay, let's keep going. I feel like we gotta do this to recover
the
piece of my soul I lost.
The girl wrestles Leatherface.
The girl wrestles Leatherface for 100 hours.
And then he throws her
into
the fridge,
and then
she gets out of two or three times.
Yeah, he's just really sloppy about it.
And then, Doctor MD, he gets into the house and locks the door behind him. And then goes to take
a
piss.
This whole time he doesn't even realize that the walls are covered in skin and there's a big skin on the door.
But he turns around and sees a dead, a skinned corpse in the bathtub.
Yeah, he finally freaking sees it.
Which, he didn't smell?
Right.
They spray Lysol everywhere, every day.
it's very unclear.
And then Leatherface...
Just because everything's gross looking doesn't mean it's gross smelling, Pat.
Then Leatherface wrestles him for a while. Puts him in the box.
And then
puts
takes
her on
the
a
girl
hook.
Out of the tub. Or the,
what does
the,
he do?
The freezer.
What happens to Dr. Butt?
He get hit in the face by
just
a
dead.
By like a
oh,
hammer.
Yeah, he
gets
hit with
hit
an axe.
He gets hit in the head.
And
yeah, a thing that, like, in no way did any kind of damage. But
he fell
like,
over and
he receives the most superficial injury of anyone in this whole shit. And he's the only one who just, like, dies outright.
Did y'all mention that that other kid got run over by Matthew McConaughey while playing rock and roll?
Oh yeah, no, we sort of glossed over it, but we did talk about it.
I think that that scene was the inspiration for the scene in The Revenant whenever Leonardo DiCaprio was being raped by the bear.
No, there's no penetration. He just gets.
I think that was. I think that's a direct inspiration.
You know. I feel anything is possible. After having seen that movie, nothing has to make sense. It's all optional.
Like now El Topo and Holy Mountain are like the most straightforward movies you can
watch.
How
now that's what I consider normal. This is why I have become the Texas Chainsaw. It is because this movie has ruined my ability to do logic, and now I must chainsaw.
Yeah, Lynchian stuff will now only like the works of David Lynch will now only be called Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the next generation-y
exactly.
So like they like the boyfriend dies, the girl gets put on a meat hook. Meanwhile, is Renee Zellweger getting shoved in the car?
She's getting like just beaten around, but she ran off.
No, she has to run off.
Yeah, and then he shows up. Evil Bag returns. She was running all over the house, remember? And she tried to shoot.
Oh, that's
Leatherface.
No, what happens is she runs away from.
Yeah,
from
and
the
then he chases
the
her into the woods,
leg.
And then Leatherface chases
then
her into the house,
and
then he chases her out of the house, and then he chases her onto a Spider-Man wire, and then she Spider-Man's into the garden, and then he chases her out of the garden, and then he chases her to the real estate lady's house.
And then there, she's like. Oh,
gets shoved in a bag,
and then
they go get pizza.
Then, get pizza
then there's a
cops.
Pizza break.
That pizza had to be out of the way. Like the house had to be like just logically much closer.
Well, and she was getting pizza for her family, but they never ate the fucking pizza.
It got cold, unfortunately.
Well, no, they did. They just also
the pizza was an invitation to sex. But when he went in there, it immediately transitioned to the dining room scene. So I'm not sure if that was a time skip or if she was like, we're going to have sex, and she forgot that everyone was in the dining room waiting to eat pizza.
But wait, no, you're skipping ahead, because they get back and then she brings the pizza in with the girl and they have that extended scene in the kitchen where they're all talking about how great.
Well, there's just a ton of bullshit that goes on in that scene, and I don't know how to talk about
you're
it.
Also skipping over the part where she's just stroking her hair and talking into the mirror.
Well, no, that's after the first scene in the house. Matthew McConaughey does some stuff. He puts his fingers in her mouth. He talks about how he's cool. And she gets the gun.
And he grabs the barrel and puts it in his mouth. And he's like,
What you're forgetting is there are two scenes. There's two scenes in the kitchen with Matthew McConaughey screaming at people.
Yeah.
The first one, he puts her finger in her mouth.
Yeah, the gun thing happens. No.
This is distinct from the dinner scene. There's two scenes in the kitchen, and then there's the dinner scene. The first scene in the kitchen, Matthew McConaughey is screaming at her, and everyone's talking about how cool Matthew McConaughey is. Then it transitions to her in like this weird little dingy room with the real estate lady stroking her hair. Then we go back to the fucking kitchen, and it's more Matthew McConaughey screaming.
That's right.
That is correct. Wait, like, that is correct. True? He bites the girl's nose.
Yeah, blood in his mouth. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And then the gun thing happens, and then they go to the dining room.
Well, the gun thing happens, and there's some kind of transition.
She runs outside and gets in the car. She runs over Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey's under the car, pulls her feet out from under her. She wakes up in the new outfit in the dining room.
Well, no. That's what happens. Because, I remember very specifically, we didn't follow her unconsciousness. We kept seeing Matthew McConaughey giving an insane diatribes. This is when it cuts to Matthew McConaughey and the real estate lady having pizza sex. And then they go into the dining room.
Then we get presented with every object
in the dining room. And then the girl wakes up. And then we get presented with every object in the dining room again. Because now it's the girl's turn to be surprised.
From her perspective.
Not even from her perspective. We just have to watch her notice everything. No,
that's the way to describe it.
And also all the dead bodies.
The old man is there, and it's fucking crazy. The girl who's alive. That was the best part of the whole movie, is when the old man just opened his eyes and grabbed a knife and walked away.
John, I'm going to enjoy editing this and hearing you go, what? Like, because the noise you made was fucking great.
I can't believe you guys didn't notice he was breathing. I did not notice that at all.
So then Matthew McConaughey sets the girl on fire. Then Illuminati people show up. And they're just disappointed.
He's saying he's not being terrifying enough. And then he shows him how to be terrifying. And the way to be terrifying is apparently to show everyone your weird erotic brand and the extra nipples you've made for yourself and the rings you've hung from said nipples.
It's just how much you want to be a fucking.
And
then
also, yeah, like, he really just kind of coats her in his saliva.
So then Matthew McConaughey is like, acts weird. They struggle for the remotes.
And then she gets out
to be chased by Leatherface with a chainsaw. She finds the old people getting drunk Bloody Marys. On fucking Bloody Marys early in the morning while driving.
Meanwhile, a plane flies ominously.
This plane, who we don't know, an unseen plane villain, flies over. She gets into the vehicle, and then Leatherface teleports onto the back of the tow truck.
As he is wont to do.
They run the motorhome off the road.
Well, first the plane crop dusts them. It does one pass.
Yes.
And crop dust them.
Yes. Then it runs them off the road. They just hit
a bunch of trees. And that's what it was.
But they're
she crawls out of the wreckage and Matthew McConaughey looms.
Yeah.
And then the plane villain flies real low and I guess chops Matthew McConaughey up with his propeller.
I thought it was that he hit him with a tire.
Just smacks him in the head. No, I don't think it's a tire.
Well, it's a little plane tire.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It looked that was very confusing for me about that scene because it looked like a concussive injury. Well, he suffered from a concussive injury. But generally, if a plane hits you, a prop airplane hits you, it's gonna fuck you up with its propeller. The propeller is it's hard to
right.
Like, they gave us no reason to believe that the person piloting the plane was like some kind of badass crack pilot who was out to execute Matthew McConaughey. So why would they do why would our first conclusion in this extremely brief and frenetic shot be that he did some kind of plane kung fu to hit Matthew McConaughey with a small part of his plane? Like,
when you guys saw the just that cut to the plane in the sky,
honestly, it made me go like, I wonder how this is gonna factor in, because you know what, this is some kind of Chekhov's plane going on right now. Fucking, this has to be something, and I was not let down. It was 100% important. But no, then so yeah, it knocks knocks him out. We see then we see Leatherface spinning with the chainsaw. And then she is at a hospital, and the cop...
No, she gets picked up by the...
And the Illuminati takes her to a hospital, and a cop is like, we're going to figure out what happened.
We've seen this before.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
The
biggest Little does this poor cop realize, there is no bottom.
Yeah, you can't.
It is. This
dig.
Is truly. This is truly a vortex production.
Metal underneath. A Hooper or a Helkin, if you will, Henkel, or might also be known as a vortex. But so then she sees herself on a.
I don't know. I think that's
does she?
She sees an unknown person.
No, because that's played by Anonymous.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's an anonymous person she sees on this thing. That goes away, and then the movie ends with a final shot of Leatherface
just losing his shit.
So there we go, everybody. I'll just put this at the beginning. This too long didn't watch at the beginning of the podcast, so people can hear it and go, do I want to watch this or not?
I feel like the whole reason I got us to watch this movie was to make other people feel like they needed to watch it, because there was no way they'd understand what we were talking about. Just
why did you do this to us, Patrick?
A real doozy.
You're a monster.
Look, this is my lament configuration. I just bring Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You definitely
the next showed
generation. Me true terror. Real horror.
Yeah, that was some
was it a transcendent experience?
It's amazing that Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey got work after this. Not because they did a bad job, just like that people saw that and didn't go, these people have poor judgment, we can't have them around us.
Do you think that's what got them to move away from
probably
Texas?
Yes, they realized
if I was in this movie it would drive me
yeah
away from
they
Texas.
Realized there's no fucking acting work here. This was not an acting job. This was some kind of like porno for the demons in the lowest circle of hell.
No joke.
What's actually insane is like they both speak pretty like I think that there was a while where like they tried to bury this movie, but like Renee Zellweger was like, you know, we had a great time, there was no money, the makeup station was inside of an RV that was the director's RV, that was also our costume department and also where we stayed, and like it's insane that we did anything because we had no money
yeah
for
I wonder why
all.
I it, wonder it why shows. No one funded this movie. Maybe it's because the script was just a bunch of drawings of dicks.
Could you imagine having to give notes to this movie? So what's up with the girl that's just talking to the sky while twitching?
Hey, whenever they go into the kitchen, you know that part? Why does he put the gun up to his mouth and go at it? What was that whole thing? And then he takes it and shoots.
Why you obviously don't have enough vision to work on this project.
Hey, can you explain the whole quoting hobo to me, or quoting hillbilly to me, why he keeps doing that, and what the significance of that is to this movie? You want to tell me why we like paid an actor to
did
do
you,
that part? That
I mean, did you just
nothing?
Run out of weird habits and tics to give hillbillies? Is that what happened, and you had to make one up?
Well, wait, yeah, wait. They got to real
they
estate.
Got, well, they got to. They got
yeah.
to. They got
robot
to,
leg
Illuminati. They got to fucking exhibitionist
hillbilly.
Real estate hillbilly. Let's not leave that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got to gender confused skin.
And they were like, "This
hillbilly.
Is it. This is all the types of hillbilly."
Yeah, we're like, just throw something at a dartboard. We need something else. And they got like a Voltaire quote, and it was like, "We've cracked it. He only speaks in platitudes
that aren't really applicable to the situation." I just like that it opened up with a like Southern hillbilly quoting a fucking Northern Civil War general, and it's like, literally, why would they ever do that? But all right.
I think I really enjoy about this experience that I'm glad I got to share with all of you and our listeners, is that like this movie both scrambled our brains and filled it with such great sights. I get what Pinhead was going to show Christy when he was like, "I have such great sights to
such
show you." It was this movie.
Well, luckily, next week we're going to be watching a better movie than this. What is the name of it again?
Fuck yes.
Nightbreed. We're watching Nightbreed next week. I'm excited as well. It was by the same person that made Hellraiser. So
God, just thinking of Nightbreed is like a cool breeze washing across the tortured, barren surface of my brain.
Which is funny because Nightbreed is pretty weird.
I know,
so,
right?
It's also... I mean, Nightbreed's going to be a different... I mean, look, there's no movie experience similar to like what we just watched.
Yeah, this was
tonight.
A pretty unique one. So, John, if you want to go ahead and sign us out.
Yeah, what's your sign out? What do you got?
Try and piece together something out of this frenetic mess.
Hold on.
Long pause. And the worst part is that you have so many options, but also absolutely none.
All right, everybody. This has been a rough night. And I just want you guys to remember that grandpa isn't dead. And also, please, keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed. I know, I can hear the elation in your voice.